Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the hotline, Mr. Supervisor, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, let me ask you, on Monday, we heard of the Erie County phase system, and the first phase is the mask mandate. That went into effect on Tuesday, and you are now saying that the town of Marilla, as a whole, will not comply. Tell me how you got to this decision and the reaction from the county.
Well, we got to this decision because when the announcement came out, I was so happened here in the town hall. And every one of the town officials and even the few residents that were present said, we will not comply. We've had enough. And then I started getting texts from various businesses and other residents as the time went on and stated, what can we do about this? What will the town do? How can they help? So that I discussed it with the various board members and other town officials. And it was 100% agreement that the town would take a stand. So it was decided that on yesterday that we would officially send out the notice that the town will no longer or will not participate will not, in this mask mandate, and that we will defend our residents and our businesses for the right for them to decide what is best for them. And at this point, we've had no reaction from the county. I did officially send a notice to the Erie County Health Department last evening, stating our position and politely request them not to enter the town of Marilla to intimidate or harass or do anything towards our businesses or our residents on this issue.
Well, I have to say, I'm sure they're not really working hard in Erie County this morning. I have to say, before my next question, I called your office right at 9 o'clock on Black Friday, and you were there to answer the phone. I think that is awesome, and there's a lot of politicians that I'm sure are not in their office this morning. So Supervisor Gingrich is working hard there for the people of Marilla. Now, let me ask you, you are also right on the county line, so you've got to have a lot of businesses that are thankful for this, because if you had not done this, they would have gone over county lines to where they had a little more freedom.
Well, we don't have a large amount of businesses in town, but it still has an effect. But we've been hearing from other businesses in neighboring towns that they feel, because we are close to the Wyoming county line and we're not that far, actually drive to Batavia, less than 40 minutes, and Warsaw within a half an hour where there's shopping to be done. And businesses are concerned, and we've heard it from some residents in neighboring towns that they will not abide by these mandates and will go to neighboring counties.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is phase one, the mask mandate. If the county executive, and let's be honest, he probably will, if he continues going through these phases, will Marilla stand as not complying with any of the phases announced by the county?
We will assess it at that time when it's appropriate and make an intelligent decision based on what our residents and businesses want. But most likely, we will comply to some sense, but not 100%, because some of these mandates make no sense, and they're one strike across doesn't fit everything across the board for the County of Erie, because the County of Erie covers a large area, which is urban, suburban, and rural, and a lot of times these rules don't apply equally across the various businesses or areas of the county.
You know, when we mentioned what you were doing in Marilla, a lot of people on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board were texting in saying, well, I hope, you know, my town does the same thing or my municipality does the same thing. Have you been contacted by any of the neighboring towns to you about maybe them doing the same thing and asking you for advice?
At this point, not from any government officials, but we are certainly getting enough across not just Erie County, and I'm getting emails on a regular basis as of even right now, stating support for the town and that they wish their town would do the same. And most recently, one coming in from Alden. And we've got them even far away as Pompeii.
Wow. And as you said, now, you have not been contacted by the county yet or the county sanitarians, who are all making some overtime, but you were contacted by them last summer, correctly, when you decided to go ahead with your fireworks. What was that like?
Well, there was frustration in the community that all these events were getting canceled, and it was generally felt that a lot of these events could go on if it was done responsibly. And the town Marilla has not done any celebrations for the July 4th because all of our neighboring towns had events going on and there was no point in it. Our residents would participate in those neighboring towns. And one by one, once the state decided to start closing things down and the county decided to do the same, the towns basically folded around us, canceling all their events for the 4th of July. So it was decided that we would do it. We had the space, the grounds, and the will to do it. So we decided that we would go ahead and have July 4th fireworks. We did not advertise it through the major networks, as far as 247, so it wouldn't be on the community pages, so we wouldn't get overwhelmed. We just kept it locally in our local papers. Well, it got picked up by the county health department on a Facebook page, which the local fire company had on it, and the town got called and was told, you are shutting down. I was working, this is not my primary job. I'm a farmer, a full-time farmer. I was working with the crops at the time. I got the phone call from the town clerk and the administrative assistant that works in my office that we were ordered to close down. I told them, give me the phone number. And I called back and says, it's absolutely not going to happen. And we did get exchange some words and said we're going to go forward. I came back down to the town hall, dropped my work there, and started to get ready to deal with the situation, knowing that we were going to be possibly under a firestorm. Wasn't long after I arrived at town hall, I got the call from the county executive. And I wanted understood and made clear that this is not a political move. I have full respect for Mark Poloncarz and the job he has to do. He's doing what he feels is right. I'm doing what I feel is right. And it's a cordial relationship. I have no animosity towards him whatsoever. So I want to make that very clear. This is not a political move. But Mark and I spoke. I assured him that we would do it responsibly. We had somewhat of a gentleman's agreement. Then the day of the event, the health department showed up, and before the event started, they started on the fire company, and they started on me that we supposedly weren't meeting our end of the bargain, which it hadn't even started yet. It was an hour and a half away. And we got into it, and they did make attempts to shut us down, and we stood firm and said we were not going to do it. And we went ahead with it. The sheriff's department was on hand because of my request, and they stood with the town because the town had asked them to be there, not the health department. And because of the situation, our residents were not happy with the county. We decided as a town to have fireworks on the following day, which was Sunday, July 5th. And we proceeded. The health department didn't show up that day, and afterwards they had openly admitted that we handled it in a responsible manner and that and we had talked that we in the future we'd work together, not against one another. We have no problem with the health department coming out and maybe advising, but not ordering and not bully pulping. And that's where we butted heads. And that's where we hope not to butt heads here. We're just basically politely saying, we know what's best for our residents. Let us handle it, not you.
Now, Supervisor Gingrich, you say the town will defend our businesses and residents' right to make their own decisions. Do you feel, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If the county sanitarians do come to a local Marilla business, what will the town's action be against the county?
We will make a strong protest, and we will decide as a board whether we will use town resources to help defend that business.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Supervisor Gingrich, I have to say, as you said, being the supervisor is a part-time job. You're in your office on Black Friday. I think that's very admirable. I think what you're doing, I hope a lot of other municipalities follow suit. And I thank you so much for taking some time and joining me this morning.
Thank you for giving us the call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.